Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. But I'm sitting in an Uber. I'm on my way to a little brew house to hang out with Joe Martinez, who's also with me. And we're going to hang out the night before EsoterraCon tomorrow, which is going to be online and virtual. So say hey, Joe.
Hello. How are you, Whence Came You World?
So this is going to be a short episode. We're going to get some little quips tonight, I think, probably from some of the guys who helped organize the podcast. And we'll wrap it up with a Masonic Minute from Illustrious Brother Harrison. If I sound muffled, it's because I have a mask on. But Joe just informed me this is episode 499. So the previous to the big episode 500. You know, we've got some stuff going on, but it's going to be good. I think we're going to have a great conference tomorrow. I'm excited to watch all these great speakers happen. And Joe, what's most exciting about the EsoterraCon happening tomorrow?
Two things. One, that this will be the last time we'll be all virtual, because we'll be in person again next year. And getting to hang out with you virtually and in person.
It's always a good time. I think a lot of people know that we hang out outside of just the fraternity and our families are close, so it's definitely exciting. As we get up to the little pub here we're going to hang out, we're going to see John Ruark, I hope, Brother Kevin Holman, Brother Jason Richards, Don McAndrews, and Adam Goldman, and some other great guys, so it's going to be cool. We'll find out what happens when I get there. So we're outside of the Philadelphia Tavern, and I'm sitting with John Ruark. And John is finishing a beer. It looks like he's about ready for a second one. And so for those of you who don't know, John is the impetus and creator behind the Masonic Roundtable. Like, you guys don't know that already, but anyway, John, as one of the kind of co-conspirators and co-creators behind EsoterraCon, what are you looking forward to the most tomorrow?
You know, just sharing the light. You know, there's been so many people. Oh, this guy over here says I should be saying Don McAndrews is going to be the highlight of the show tomorrow, so looking forward to that. We have almost 300 people signed up, so I think it's really exciting that we have something that's accessible worldwide and just, you know, there to share all the knowledge we got.
Great to talk to Don a little bit before. We talked for like 45 minutes about the different books Don's read and some of his past presentations on some of these books. Is Ralph Ellis the name of the author that he's kind of infatuated with, but he's going to send me the info because I have to read these books too. But Don, I'm going to pass you my phone, and if you could just tell us a little bit about your presentation tomorrow.
Presentation tomorrow is going to be on an Irish author, Tim Wallace Murphy. Basically, he has discovered a connection between the Egyptians and the Hebrews. Lots of things that are the same between both of those groups. Primarily, though, the Kohanes in Israel had to marry within their own clan. You had to marry somebody from the Kohen families. In Egypt, they called it the Mahmado, and if it sounds French, it's because it is. They had the same kind of family clan intermarriage. The Jews had dreadlocks. Yeah, the Egyptian priests had dreadlocks. The Jews practiced circumcision. The Egyptian priests practiced circumcision. A lot of things that were the same. Now, the French connection is that later on, about the 1100s, you've got the Mahmado families in France. They were the ones who formed the Knights Templar. And so the name of his book is The Knights of the Holy Grail, The Secret History of the Knights Templar. And it's a fascinating book. And he actually, Tim Wallace Murphy, actually met some people who claimed to be part of the Mahmado families. And gave him a whole lot of insight into what was being done there. And they continue to this day. So, very interesting.
Very cool, Don. I'm going to actually see if I can get Jason Richards here for a second. So it's Jason Richards and Kevin Holman. What are you guys both looking forward to for tomorrow for this third year EsoterraCon?
I'm excited because I'm getting a natal reading for my son based on his birthday.
from Jamie Paul Lamb. It's going to be great.
That's really cool, but what about the day? Who's your favorite presenter for tomorrow? What do you think?
I'm excited about Mitch Horowitz.
Mitch Horowitz.
I'm excited about Mitch, but we've got a special guest presenter we haven't really announced yet who's got some new stuff going on. He's right behind you. His name is Don McAndrews. It's going to be awesome.
How about you, Kevin?
I'm looking forward to Mitch. I think that's the one I want to see. Adam Goldman will have a good talk as well.
I'm excited about Chuck's exercise, too.
Yeah, Chuck's exercise will be good. I'm not getting a natal chart reading, but I'll maybe do one with Jamie after the fact. That response always at the Winding Stairs when we posted about it.
Oh, yeah.
About how that's not Masonic.
Natal
charts are not Masonic. Astrology is not Masonic.
But it's Esotericon. It's not Masonicon.
You have a very valid point, RJ.
Okay, cool. All right, let me check in with Adam. So thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you, RJ.
And I got Adam Goldman here who's presenting tomorrow at Esotericon. Adam, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, I'm looking forward to just being with all my brothers yet again. Presentations, there's great ones. Jamie Lamb is always one of my favorite speakers on Masonic topics.
Cool. What are you talking about tomorrow? I know you're doing a talk.
Tomorrow, my presentation will be on the sacred feminine, so where to see the hints of goddess hidden throughout both Freemasonry and other, societies.
Right on, like Empress and Tarot, all that kind of good stuff?
The Empress will be in there. The Strength card will also make an appearance, so I'll be going through a bit of alchemy, a bit of Kabbalah, certainly some tarot and a lot of Freemasonry.
Sounds amazing. Thanks so much for talking with us real quick.
Yeah, thanks, RJ.
Well, the event last night was incredible. We had a wonderful time, and I think we got out of there about 11 o'clock at night, and we've been there for a few hours. I know Joe and I had a great time, as well as everybody else. It is the morning of the event, and I have been watching all of the chats happen on the sidebar. This is just such a great event, and really kind of a behind-the-scenes look at some of what goes into creating this kind of an online event. Now, the Esotericon is not a Masonic event, but it is an event featuring esoteric thoughts with Masonic undertones, as Brother Joe has pointed out. We're about to get started this morning with a great presentation from Chuck Dunning. We're going to do a contemplative exercise, so we're going to do that, and I'll be back. Well, it's been the first half of the morning, and we had a great piece from Chuck Dunning on a contemplative exercise, actually, where we went through the different chakras and kind of activated these and opened ourselves up to receiving Masonic and esoteric light this morning. I'll do a proper write-up on this for the Midnight Freemasons, most likely. Maybe even team up with Brother Darren Lainers, who was actually on the conference this morning with us as well, which I was super excited to see him on. But after we had the contemplative exercise with Brother Dunning, we heard from Jamie Paul Lamb, who did a great little piece called The Inherent Kabbalah, or The Inherent Cosmology in Kabbalah. And I guess in layman's terms for myself, that's kind of like the intrinsic or the inside astrological stuff contained in Kabbalah. And so he gave a great little primer. I think my one quote on this, which you'll probably read in an article, is, this is probably one of his most accessible lectures. And he was super candid about it, which I really appreciated. We took a little break. We heard from Ben Wallace. He did a great piece on the work that happens in sacred spaces and how to maintain them, create them, and this kind of thing. Great lecture, and we're about to hear from Don McAndrews, which y'all had a little piece and heard a little bit about it last evening, or in this episode, but it was for last evening for me, and he's about to go on right now. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to listen to this lecture, and I'll be back in just a few. Well, I didn't get quite back to recording right after the next set of presentations. And I have to say that the presentations throughout the rest of the day were nothing short of really great content that really made us all think. I think the overwhelming theme here, and I don't think everybody got together and planned this, however, it seemed as though a underlying theme of many of the presentations today did involve, in some respects, astrology. Ben Williams gave a great talk on the astrological significance and the timing of events when they happen, and you know, when Jupiter is coming into play and these kinds of things. We had a great talk from Adam Goldman on the sacred feminine. Brother Ryan Flynn really blew us out of the water with some content that, if I have to say so, was kind of paradigm destroying. Talked about ideas like the golden ratio and how many of the items that are attributed to have the golden ratio actually don't at all. And this was really interesting and, again, groundbreaking just in terms of the brutal honesty with which he presented his works. But at the same time, really reiterated the amazingness of geometry alone and by itself. You know, it doesn't have to be sacred. It is already sacred. Again, Ben Wallace's presentation was great. Chuck was amazing this morning as well. Jamie Paul Lamb, the presentation by Mitch Horowitz, which was another great presentation that he gave. Wonderful stuff, really. I'm really excited to say that the dates for next year are out. So June 10, 11, and 12. 2022, back in person, and they'll be using a virtual option as well. June 10th, kind of a hangout night at a brew pub or something. The 11th will be all-day speakers, and then the 12th will be a breakfast, probably a Masonic breakfast, followed by some sort of day event where we'll go somewhere and do something fun together. So this is really exciting. I do know that the Cooperstown Masonic Con is happening, I believe, 8, 9, 10 here in September. No, in October of 2021. So that's around the corner also. And as of right now, I believe the tentative date for the Masonic Con, which is normally in Attleboro, which is moving to New Hampshire under the direction of Brother Ryan Flynn, will be happening, it looks like, June 4th. That may shift, we're not sure, but I think June 4th is what it's going to be. I don't know if that's going to be in conflict with any other dates. However, you know, 2022 is really filling up fast, which is one of the reasons we're not doing a Masonic Con Chicago in 2022. It may be the next year, right? We'll kind of offset the years possibly that the South Pasadena Masonic Lodge doesn't do one. Maybe we'll do one during that month and we'll kind of flip-flop that way. But that's it from me. I want to thank you all for listening to this shorter episode of the podcast. However, you know, we had a great time doing this this conference. I did not present. I did not do anything besides hang out with the people behind for the weekend, watched and learned. So great content, great stuff. Thank you to all those presenters. And I'm really excited for another Esotericon happening in 2022. Back in person, guys. It's going to be awesome. So with that, let's get into this week's Masonic Minute with illustrious Brother Harrison. And after that, I won't be back for this week. So until next week, stay on the level. For Whence Came You? I'm Robert Johnson.
It was a lodge's nightmare. Both the district deputy grand lecturer and the regional grand lecturer were in attendance. Also a visitor at that meeting, I sat next to the two dignitaries and thought, the officers better be on their toes. This could get ugly. It went better than I expected, but at one point during the meeting, the district deputy grand lecturer leaned over to the regional grand lecturer and whispered, "The senior warden said, you will advance to the west and communicate the password. It should be, you will approach the west." Should we stop them and say something? The regional grand lecturer shook his head. "No," he said. "They got there. I'm with the regional grand lecturer. I'm not a hardcore ritualist, and that's blasphemy in some circles. Don't get me wrong. I like a well-done ritual as much as the next guy, but I care more about whether the ceremony comes off well than if a brother says this when he should say that. Yeah, I know. I'll never be a district deputy grand lecturer. And don't even get me started on the guys in the peanut gallery who start yelling out the next line any time a speaker has more than a two-second pause. I'm not alone in that. I've been in lodge when the master appointed a proctor with the admonition, I don't want to hear a word out of anyone else. I'm big on proctors. I bring all this up because each year my lodge tests for one of the ritual awards my Grand Lodge sponsors. The district deputy grand lecturer attends and grades us on our opening and closing. The last time we did this, the guys were well practiced and the ceremony went like clockwork. I just sat there thinking how enjoyable it is to be in any of our ceremonies, especially degree work, when things just click along. That, as opposed to the living hell of sitting through the same thing when the speakers are ill-prepared and have to be prompted on every line. Sitting through an opening like that is the only time I actually look forward to getting to the reading of the minutes. So congrats to my brothers at Liberty Lodge number 31. They got the award. Oh, there were mistakes. There are always mistakes. I knew our perfect score was gone as the chaplain, asking God to subdue our discordant passions, prayed, grant that the sublime principles of Freemasonry may so subdue every insubordinate passion within us. See, I just let that roll right off my back. In fact, I thought it was kind of funny. Unfortunately, the district deputy grand lecturer, you know, the guy keeping score, was not amused. For the Whence Came You podcast, this is Steve Harrison with the Masonic Minute.
Thank you.